Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association.
Why, hello, welcome. Come on in. Have a seat. What are you drinking? The regular? All right. Well, that'll be three words on the rocks coming up. It's the Word Association. I'm Rob White, along with Adil Rafai and Brett Lyons.
Yes. I'll be shining your shoes and your gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you need me to hang your coat up in the closet, sweetie.
How was your day? Ooh, you look tired. Let's get that jacket off.
You don't mind if we each rub a part of your neck, right? Just your neck. We won't touch anywhere else. Just
I'll take the
six
front.
Hands on your neck.
I'll take this.
Ooh, there we go. Ooh, I can see your shoulders keep bunching up towards your ears. Relax. It's just six hands around your neck.
How about some jazz music? That's right. We're all going to play our own version of what we think jazz music is.
Our CD player horns. Is broken.
It's only horns. We got rid of our rhythm section. Ooh, you look so sweaty. Let me dab your sweat with my kerchief. And let me just twist the kerchief into my mouth. Yes, yes.
I have a single ice cube I'm going to rub on your eyeballs.
Don't close.
Keep your eyes open now.
I do think, and I feel very strongly about this, that our first piece of merch should be six hands around the neck.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's the prequel to Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag is six hands around the neck.
I do. Yeah, I love it. Give me a nice relaxing massage with just...
Stay still.
I wanted to bring a question up to you guys because this happened to me a couple of months ago. It stood out as like a moment, and I'm curious if you've had a similar moment or if this would elicit a similar feeling for you guys. So I was going to get a haircut, driving, Supercuts. Long story, I've given up. I've really given up. It makes me mad every time I go. I used to find I had places. It's over. I go to Supercuts. It's fine. And honestly, if you work at Supercuts, absolutely no offense. It's a fine haircut. I like having a little bit like a regular person, you know, a nice hair wash. I like treating
a regular person.
No, a regular is in the person. You don't have to tell them, you know, go to the
you
same
want a regular.
Person.
Stylist every single time.
Yes. And it's Supercuts. Technically you can ask for that, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go through that. I'm just going to whoever's available. But anyway, that's not the point of the story. So I'm driving there and I had to make a right turn and it's a bit of an angle, like angling back. So it's a tight right turn. Onto another busy street.
Tight right.
And right after you make that right, you make the right into the parking, like the little, it's in like a little strip mall. It's a city, so it's not big. And so it's a quick right turn again. So
yeah,
somebody's
right,
behind
right.
me as well. It's a right.
By
so
Rob
I was
White.
Making my, yeah, right by Rob White. So yes, I was making that right. And I went and there was somebody walking. So I wasn't able to, I had to stop because somebody's walking on the sidewalk. So to wait for them, the person behind me laid on the horn.
No.
Like I was making a mistake or something, assuming because I was making that tight, the right, I should have just kept going, right? So then I start going in the parking lot when it's clear that guy was walking. I clear it. As that guy was driving, I rolled my window down and I stuck my arm out and flipped him off. And I have not done a window roll down middle finger in I don't know how long. Honestly, made me feel I felt great.
Power.
I wasn't even mad. It just, I was like, that was a deserved. They were in the wrong and they got like the full on finger, not like glimpsing through the windshield. The sun is going like, did he flip me off? Like the arm was out.
Wow.
It means for society, Rob is returning back to normal.
Sun's out, arms out. Rob, I got to ask, because this, I think I'll give my answer in terms of how that makes me feel, but I think it's very important to ask you, were you able to watch them receive your message?
No, okay. I was not able to watch them receive. So I don't know how it went over.
Okay. If that happened to me, if I was turning right and there was a pedestrian, and I had to wait and the person laid on their horn, I think I would very calmly put my car in park, get out of the car, pick up the front end of their car and politely, calmly throw them into the sun. I have, I do. I don't have road rage until I meet someone with road rage, which I guess is road rage.
Yeah, that is road rage.
While I do love your move, I have now been too terrified by just local news and everything that I quietly rage in my car because I'm way too afraid that I'll flick the guy off and the guy will pull a gun and just shoot at my car because he's a fucking moron. Or... Yeah. Yeah. He'll like make something of it. And like, he'll be like, you got a problem with this? And I'd be like, yeah, I do. But like, just go on with your life. So I usually just quietly rage in my car, or I'll do one of these where I'll just like, you know, put the hands up, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
type stuff. But I'm way too terrified that like somebody's just going to fucking, you know, pull the gun out.
I'm telling you though, the whole, the act, because it's like, it's layered, right? The window goes down, you know, it's like, do you have ritualistic. Any Grey Poupon kind of thing, right? The window goes down, the arm goes out, the middle finger goes up. It's a whole thing. Also, somebody told me this and I think it's true. I want to keep trying to use it, but I'm so conditioned to go middle finger. I don't.
Yeah.
Somebody said, instead of flipping a person off, you do a thumbs down and it pisses people off more.
That's funny.
To get a thumbs down.
Well, it's like the social media era. In social media era, a thumbs down is worse than a middle finger. Rob, I will say, so you extended the arm out the window before they had passed you? Okay, that's dangerous.
Well, I mean, it wasn't going to get knocked off. I was safe because I was turning. Yeah.
I go window down. I show them both my hands together. I open it up. No people in the church.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Now,
interesting.
I'm not holding the steering wheel. So now I'm through the front door of this, of the Supercuts.
Yeah.
And I just say to the lady, cut it in the car.
I've only flipped off a handful of people in my life in a car. And I feel like, one, I don't think I've ever extended my arm. I think I always keep it up against the window or something. And then two, I think once or twice I've been able to, as they went by, see their face. And it is very satisfying because, of course, they're looking over because they want to be like, they want to see who you are to be like, of course, it's this. Of course, it's a guy who's wearing this or looks like this. Of course.
Right.
So they see the finger and you can see their face just like they start to shake and they're like, ah! Like they want to be able to do something, like they want to put their car in park or fight you or something. But it's just very funny to see their face change. And I think that's satisfying.
Also enjoy, this is equally as fun. So the other day I was like trying to merge, and like I did a thing where like there was a long line of cars and they were clearly all turning right, but I was like, I don't got time for this. I'm a good driver and you guys are all stupid for just waiting in this line, because I know if I go into the lane here I can just turn in front over or whatever and it's fine. I mean, whatever. Whatever, I'm just skipping the line, fine. But I did it and I skipped it and the guy behind me just kept honking. And then obviously it opened up to like the highway area and like he clearly went on the side of me and was honking and he clearly was trying to get my attention to probably flick me off. And I just love never giving them the satisfaction.
That's very good.
So I just
kept
driving straight and like I looked over this way, but I never clearly looked. And then I just kind of put the brakes on so that he went past me further. And I'm just like, that guy's equally now pissed because he didn't get to show his anger at me. And I was just like, okay, sounds good.
That is very good. And here's something I won't, put my middle finger up at, and that's the first word.
Ooh. Ooh, well, nice. Before I say my first word, I just want to say, last episode, I used the word carnival, which I thought of 30 seconds before I sat down to record because I hadn't read all the emails. It turns out I was alerted that we got an email from someone, Lindsay P. Lindsay P., thank you so much for emailing us at twapod@gmail.com. Lindsay wanted to let us know. They said, if you're looking for a new word, I have one to give to you. I'm playing a TTRPG, which I believe stands for tabletop role-playing game, with a group of my friends called Monster of the Week. We just started a new storyline yesterday, which is based around a creepy carnival that keeps holding people hostage.
Six hands around the neck.
So my word for you is carnival. Thank you again for the lovely podcast. Lindsay, thank you so much. Lindsay
goes on to message. Say. Oh, I got a text message from Lindsay Poop.
Uh-huh.
Brett, you're still friends with Lindsay Poop?
She's my number two friend.
She goes on to say.
Lindsay goes on to say, I know that Brett moved away, but are Adel and Rob still doing World News Tonight? Well, Lindsay, Rob does World News Tonight fairly frequently. I haven't done it since, I want to say, February. I plan on trying to go again, but most of my weekends, I'm either swamped with work or I'm out of town somewhere. So I hope to play again sometime soon. But Rob, how often would you say? Once a month? Twice a month?
Yeah, I would say it's 2 to 3 times a month.
2 to 3 times. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So there you go. But my word today, and let me check the emails to make sure that nobody has this here. No, no one has it. But it was suggested by someone else who is maybe our number one listener. Oh. And that is our editor, Julia. Julia, thank you so much for submitting a word. She sent us a word, which you sent us over our last edits, and that word is neighbor. Neighbor.
Oh, that I'm going to, you can pivot from this, but I can't hear that word and not talk about Mr. Rogers. I feel like I got to
do it. Yeah, he's number one. He's the
number one neighbor. Number one neighbor. Growing up in Pittsburgh, it was filmed in Pittsburgh. We're all, you know, just Mr. Rogers was a huge part of my childhood. And I tried to force it to be a big part of my children's childhood as well.
Yeah,
Did they take to it?
They did. My daughter more so than my son, but they also like Daniel Tiger, which is like the offshoot, the like anime. So they like still the spirit of Mr. Rogers, but they've absolutely both seen a number of Mr. Rogers episodes for sure. And I absolutely watched that at a point where I was probably too old to still watch it. I still watched it.
It's delightful. I mean, it's great. Beautiful. Okay. Have you seen the documentary they did?
I did. Yeah,
it is. Mm-hmm. I thought that was.
I saw that, and then they did a Hank's then movie, right?
Which I did not like.
I didn't see it because I found out it was more about like that family and less about Mr. Rogers. And I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, it wasn't
now,
great.
Rob, when are you going to show Edie Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood?
I've shown her a number of SNL clips. I feel like that one is going to be okay.
That would be
maybe.
Good.
I think she knows it'll be
Mr.
All right.
I think I just
she does
to get
know
the
Mr. Rogers, so she. She knows Mr. Rogers, and I have shown her, which I did not remember this being as maybe not for kids as it was, the Nutty Professor's scene, like the dinner table scene.
Oh, yeah, Hercules.
She loved it, but it was, they swear, more than I remember. Loved it.
And you're talking about the Jerry Lewis one, right?
Yeah, I am.
Suck my fucking dick! Lady!
You cocksucker!
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. But no, that is like, I don't know. So anytime I think about like a neighbor is always that just thinking about, you know, especially like I think that was part of the reason I always wanted to live in like a city because of Mr. Rock. Like just it feels more like a neighborhood, which is ironic because I'm pretty shy and I don't like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm not that person, but I just like being in a neighborhood with a lot of people.
I'm always jealous. Like there's a light, right? There's a stoplight right outside of our house. So you could say we're kind of on it's not like a popular street, but obviously it's a trafficy street. But one like block over, like on Halloween, they like close the street and every single house is like decorated. And I'm always kind of jealous of that I even in Chicago, like I'm now thinking back, like all the places I've ever lived, I've always lived on like a fairly major street. So there hasn't been that neighborhoody of like vibe. And I'm always kind of searching for that because I'm always so jealous that like, like people are always like, oh, what'd you do last night? And like, oh, we brought a bottle of wine over to our neighbor's house and we just like hung out. And like, I've just never had that just because also like when we were doing improv and stuff like that, we were always night people, you know, we were all, and we, obviously we all had jobs and then went and did comedy or did something like that. Whereas I feel like a lot of people come home from their job and then they're just home. Right. They don't do something unless it's the weekend or whatever. So I feel like, I was a little handcuffed too with like performing and stuff like that. Nice. That like, I wasn't around.
Yeah. I just, what day is it? I just, 3 days
don't
ago?
Don't date it.
Don't date matter. It.
Just don't date it.
3 days ago, we had a block party here, which we have annually, but the last 2 years, Gemma and I have been out of the country when it happens. Mm-hmm. This is the first year we've been in town for it. We decided to go. Mm-hmm. We don't really know any of our neighbors really well, except for, we know one couple across the street who are great. But the block party, we had the School of Rock kids played.
Oh, nice.
So they set up a stage in the middle of the street. Mm-hmm. They played for a while, which was very fun. And then there was like cocktails and all this fun stuff.
Are they
stuff.
Still kids? They've got to be like 40 by now.
Jack Black looked pretty haggard. All right. And he kept wresting the mic away from the lead singer.
Now, was there a kid who lived on the block that was part of that band?
I don't think so. I think maybe one of the parents sends their kid to School of Rock and they're able. Okay. There's like
I guess my question is, who paid? Like,
I
was
think
there
they're
a
just happy to have a gig.
There's a fund. Okay. Yeah, they do get paid. There's a fund that goes into. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
That's cool.
They get paid. But I think there's maybe tiers of like, there's not ABC team or something, but maybe there is. What was I saying? Oh, so it was fairly fun. And then at some point, everyone is drinking so heavily, and it's a lot of middle-aged folks, of course. Mm-hmm. So everyone's drinking very heavily. At one point, they have a pinata that you can whack on with a blindfold, of course, and it's full of 80 bottles of like airport booze or like hotel, the little hotel bottles.
The plastic ones, I hope, and not the glass ones.
So there's like that going on. People are yelling and hooting and screaming, and there's a big, and everyone's trying to like crush it. And then at some point it turned where it's like everyone clearly their eyes were glazed over. They were kind of stumbling. They're like very drunk. And it's a lot of people who I don't think get drunk weekly or monthly.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at one point, Gemma and I are sitting down next to one of our neighbors has like a little fire thing going on. At one point, a guy crouches down and goes, "Uh-oh." And I look over and he's like smiling at me and he takes out a bottle rocket and lights it in the fire thing next to my head. And Gemma and I pop up and we're like, "Go, go, 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 go." And he's like starts dancing with it. And like, and then another guy comes over and he grabs one and he lights it. And so all these like 52-year-old adults are blackout drunk lighting fireworks.
Amazing. It's probably the first time in like a long time they didn't have to like take an Uber home or like, honestly, they probably would drive home.
And then somebody was on, they had like a little Shriner, maybe this isn't, Shriners do the cars, but this was like a little motorcycle, but it's like a Shriner size motorcycle, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And somebody was riding it around, like zooming around, and there was there's a set of bags set up. The bags board with a hole in it, cornhole board.
Yeah.
And he goes to ramp off of it with the fire.
Oh no!
It was a mess. It was very sloppy.
Yeah, I had to buckle underneath. Those aren't made for weight. They're made for bags.
I will say he was fortunately too drunk to hit it. he was swerving so hard he missed.
Oh man, that sounds like a blast. Was there a bounce house for the kids?
There was.
Oh, nice. Here's a neighbor thing. I don't know if you guys have this. The people who live on both sides, friends with for sure. The guy who lived on one side of my house, when we first lived here, he moved away. They moved away, his family, 2 years ago. He, like, it would snow, and sometimes he would shovel my thing too, and that drove me crazy. It was very nice, obviously, but then I was like, I don't, because then I have to, like, I feel like there's got to be a thing where I'm always gonna have to do, like, which I'm happy to do.
Yeah, you're gonna do the repay the favor,
and it's not that happy to do it, but then I feel like it's just, and he, of you course, would this, never I expect that wife, I want yeah. it, but yeah, I whenever I saw it, I was like, come on. And so I would try to get out there like really early and do it. And then he eventually bought a snowblower and then was just excited and literally did the block because he just loved his snowblower. But
that's great.
Yeah.
That's where we used to live before. I loved, there's nothing more. I really love shoveling snow. I just really enjoy it.
I like it too.
It's just super fun. But 2 years ago, when we had that huge, ridiculous snowstorm in Chicago, I spent like 3 hours, and this is pre-baby. I spent like 3 hours shoveling out like our entire alley, I was digging people out of there. I was like helping people's cars who got stuck. I was like driving around my neighborhood with my shovel, being like, "Does anybody need help? I'm here to help." And I got a lot of like, one of my neighbors like brought me like a case of beer and that was great. But like, nothing. That's why if I woke up and someone had shoveled my driveway, I would be pissed. That's because I really want it. I really enjoy it. And you're just taking it away from me.
You're both insane. That is so, I love the idea of opening your windows and being like, time to shovel the water. Motherfuck.
It's
Dan shoveled it.
It is nice. It is nice. Yeah. And I'm then not saying it like, isn't nice.
Thank you.
Mainly because Rob is speaking about me because I would do all my neighbors.
Yeah, he's
the
guy
like
that would.
I'm the guy because I want to take the. I'm not looking for anything. I just really enjoy shoveling snow.
And neither was the neighbor. To be clear, this is my psychosis in my head going, they did something. So now I have to. Like, yeah. I am indebted, just me. I know they would never ask for anything, but I feel that debt, and I have to even it up.
That's wild. So do you keep, like, a black book in your head of, like, who you owe something to?
I mean, I do. Like, here's the thing. Luckily, I don't owe a lot of people things, so I don't have to. But if somebody does do something, absolutely, there's, yeah. I just started keeping a calendar, so you better, but I'm absolutely not keeping an actual notebook of anything. It's all up
here. Absolutely have a little black book in my head of people who owe me things.
Wow.
Oh, see,
It's as simple as, like, maybe a text, like a thank you, of like, hey, I got you this. I gave you something that I thought was pretty great.
Yeah.
I didn't even get the. I am a huge proponent of the next day. Just hey, thanks a lot. That was great.
Yeah.
Like
that's
if
a
someone
nice, that's
like,
a nice gesture.
If like let's say you know I let's say invited a couple to you know we went to the soccer game or like we went out to dinner and it was nice. I'm a huge person of being like just over thank you of like hey that was great last night. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But there's been two things recently where I gave someone something. And yes, they did say thank you at the time, but I didn't get the next day like, hey, that was great. Thanks so much after the experience.
Wow. You didn't get the double thank.
I don't
know. This is
turning
into an episode of Curb.
It truly is. Thing? No, it's. I think the double thank is valid. I think the double thank is very valid.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't think in terms of like getting things for others or there's nothing in my head in terms there's nothing in my head one there's nothing in my head that I keep tallies on or track of there's only one thing I give a shit about the one thing I give a shit about in terms of reciprocity is if I'm with a group of friends or whoever it is family even and we're trying to go somewhere and I'll say like I'll grab the Uber and I grab the Uber and we get to the destination or whatever I've had friends or people or even possibly family where I grab like six Ubers in a row on different occasions. Mm-hmm. And at some point I'm like, is nobody else going to grab an Uber? Like at some point you should offer to be like, you've grabbed the last six. Let me grab this Uber. And so I'll sit there for a while and we'll all just be talking on a curb. And I'm like, no one's going to do it. I have to do this a seventh time.
This has really
turned into Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But here's the thing. Yeah, go. I recently have erased the list of names because to be fair if you Google my name I am worth $2 million so I
binged your name and it said I think there's a decimal point wrong on Google because Bing says about $2.50
that's way closer.
I remember a time when we were all leaving IO, probably the three of us. Brett, you were in a separate Uber, but I learned about that you can like split or something. You could split an Uber.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Adel and I, you were in, and we were going one way and Brett was going a different direction. And I got a notification that like Brett Lyons requested to split his ride with you. I was like, what is asshole?
He's done that several times to me.
It's so fun. I'll do that to people that don't even live the same state as me. Because I'll be like in an Uber and I'm a little bit drunk and I'll on the app and they'll say like, split the fare with somebody. And I'll just send it to a random person. And they never say yes. But it is so funny just to be like, Brett Lyons wants to split. And they're like, he doesn't even live in the same state.
I'd like to move on to the next word. But before we do, I did just talking about Ubers and like etiquette as well. All that stuff. And we were talking earlier about putting your hand out the window for whatever, flipping someone off. I do think it would be a good idea if there's a part of the car horn, if there's somewhere on the steering wheel where it's like you press the horn and it's like, ha ha. And obviously that means like, move, hurry up. I hate you. I'm pissed. There should be another side that's a different, it's like an anti-horn. And it's something to let people know, like, great job. Like, you're doing great.
Oh.
So if someone lets you pass or something, you hit the other, you hit the anti-horn and it's like, ding, ding, or like,
the anti-horn.
It's some sort of noise. That's like reinforcing good behavior. Right? Does that make
sense? There is a product I have seen before where it is, it's on your back window and it's a little LED screen that has like four prompts that like is like back up, like back off.
And while you're driving, like, you can text, type in the, that sounds, no flaws there, no flaws.
Well, no. It's like a preset button. So you just like hit the, you're not typing a whole thing. In there with like a little typewriter, like.
Do you think instead of like, so the anti-horn, instead of beep, beep, would it be peeb, peeb?
Rob?
Would that make the noise?
It would be peeb, it would be peeb, peeb. And so people, so somebody lets you pass or go around, or somebody slows down and lets you merge. Peep, peep, good sir. He rolls down his window, puts out a big thumbs up. You feel great. He feels great. And then it starts to blend. It, like you're just walking down the street and you drop something and you have your groceries and somebody picks up and you puts a scarf and you go, peep, 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 my man. Oh, peep, peep. Oh, bless your heart, peep, peep. And it becomes, oh, we are... trademark. How do I do this?
Yeah. I'm trying to copyright.
Click
the link. Did I say it in time?
Click the link of my TikTok shop.
We're going to need to timestamp this episode just for legal purposes. This is the first one we have to actually timestamp.
I think you just have to scream trademark within 10 seconds of your idea, and I think we're fine.
Scream them.
Peep, peep.
Peep, peep.
Peep, peep, get out of the way. So, I'm sorry. Peep, peep, you're doing great. Let's move on over to Brett Lyons for his... Actually, why don't we take a quick break? I think we've been going a little bit. So let's, for the first time ever, before Brett goes... We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Beep, beep. Beep,
beep. Beep.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And cheers. We all just finished a round of Mr. Peebs. Mr. Peebs.
Please call me Dr. Peeb.
Brand endorsement. think about it, Mr. Peeb. Brett, what is your word today?
My word today is holler.
Holler. Okay. Yeah, holler. The only thing I can think of it like immediately is I've been watching Justified. I just watched the first five seasons of Justified. I'd seen the previous 2 years and years ago, and I'm doing a rewatch to watch the new Detroit one. And they live in a holler in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a family that like makes moonshine and stuff. And they always say holler. They're like, we live in a holler. Go on over to the holler. If you want to build a highway through this holler. And I still in my mind's eye, I have no idea what a holler is.
I was just going to ask you what it was. I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I do also put it with like the South and like, you know, like hollering at like an animal or like a pig, you know, like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's like, it seems like it's just a Southern word to say yell,
Yeah. If we're talking about, but there's actually.
Of course. I know. But sure. I think it might be like a valley or like
it
when
seems
it's used
like
in
a valley, or is it near a mountain, or does it have nothing to do with a mountain?
I think it definitely has something to do with a mountain. So let's see. I just found an article here. This is the legendary language of the Appalachian holler. Well, does it?
Oh, so it's Appalachian. Oh, okay. Appalachian. What do you say? Appalachia or Appalachia? What do you guys?
I say mountain folk.
Sure, but if you had to choose one of the two things I said.
I say Appalachian if I'm talking about the mountain range.
Yeah.
If I'm making fun of the people, I say Appalachian.
Yeah.
Mm.
That is my wife doesn't have a lot of fears in life, but one of her main fears is mountain people. She doesn't she doesn't like it whatsoever. She doesn't like movies, shows, TVs, anything that focuses on mountain folk.
What is the Jennifer Lawrence movie? I forget the name of it. Jennifer Lawrence movie where she lives in the Appalachians.
Oh, the bones, the cold bones, winter's
cold
bone.
Winter's bone.
I got there.
You got there.
Such
got
a good there. Movie. And there's a guy who plays her uncle named, the character's name is Teardrop. And he's just tiny little guy, but he's terrified. Like the cops in the town are like afraid to pull him over and stuff. But it did, after watching that, I was like, mountain people are scared.
Yeah. What's that terrible movie that's like the wonderful.
Nothing But Trouble.
Whites of West Virginia?
Yeah.
That's a documentary, right?
Yeah, it's a documentary. And it's like the most inbred family in the world.
And no relation, I feel like I should say. But I was, I was relatively close. I did grow up like a 20-minute drive to West Virginia. But that was definitely, I think it's more, I don't know if it's mountain people or if it's just anything that's secluded. And that to me is just scary. Just the seclusion. So it can be on the mountain.
Yeah. Or, and, you know, we're all probably.
But the Hamptons, there's more houses, but I'm talking about like you're driving through like forest or anywhere like in a forest.
Like Deliverance. Like
I think Deliverance was mountainy ish.
It is. It is. I mean, it's people who like live off the land are pretty, and they're usually like pretty.
Everyone has
gritty.
A pinched face like a possum. We've also, everyone seen in this room has seen Nothing But Trouble, right? I think.
Oh, the Chevy Chase,
the best bad movie.
Demi Moore,
John Candy, yes. Tupac Shakur, Digital Underground. I'm not joking.
They're all there.
Rob, I looked it up here. I think this is okay. I think this is the true definition. Oh. They're also called hollows. Hollows or hollers are what the rest of the country calls valleys. What do you mean, rest of the country? Hollers are usually narrow, anywhere from a few hundred yards wide to a mile. It says also it's similar to like calling a stream a creek.
Oh. So it
just sounds like just a country way to say hollow.
Okay.
All right.
I will say I'm fine with it. If Dolly Parton says it, I'm fine with it.
I actually like the way that it sounds. Yeah. I mean, imagine like growing like in the 80s in LA, if people were like, look at all those holler girls.
Well, please holler back, girls.
But there is also, I think it's obvious, it's still a Southern, but when somebody is like, hey, is Tim here? Hey, go holler, see if Tim's around. I like that. I'll go holler at him. I'll be right back. You know, instead of saying, I'll go yell. I do like the way that sounds. I couldn't pull it off, but.
Yeah. Go holler. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I also feel like sometimes I'll see, like, I think they still do it, but there is like a hollering husband contest that I see every once in a while.
Oh yeah, it's like a pig calling
husband. It's like a holler contest where it's like Steve. Like it's just like women calling their husbands' names, like from the field to the house.
Oh.
And it's a competition of who can do it the best.
What did you think it was?
When you said a hollering husband, I thought it was like, God damn it, Janine, we talked about this. I thought that's what
you thought
right.
It was the other way around.
I was like, oh, what a terrible contest. I don't want to see this.
The tickets were for 8 p.m. Yeah. We can't leave the house at 7. God damn it, Janine.
I looked like a fool in front of my coworkers, Janine.
Janine, when I asked you, Janine, was it O'Hare or Midway? You said, I think it's O'Hare. And here we are at O'Hare, Janine, and our flight just left from Midway.
You put antifreeze in the gas tank? God damn it, Janine. Okay, so here's our merch so far. Six hands around the neck.
Yeah.
Damn it, Janine.
Yes.
We got to have a shirt that says TWATS. And I thought about it, and TWATS stands for the Word Association True Supporters. If you're a The Word Association True Supporter, you're a twat. And you deserve
I was driving. I was driving yesterday, and I was like, what? What is the TS? What does the TS stand for in TWATS? And I came up with what did I say? I said the word association. Couldn't figure out, but I like true supporters.
You came up with that much, which is amazing. Very nice. That's really clever.
I had one, and it blanked on me. I like true supporters, though.
And I have taken your challenge to heart to try to think of a better. And I'm still striking out. I'm still drawing a blank.
Keep working. I will. It's going to be hard to top. My grandma.
Hopefully, by the time this episode comes out, we don't have a bunch of emails saying, like, we hate twats. We don't want to be called that. And now we've got to cycle back. So just in case that has happened, we're just so you know, we're coming up. We're trying at all times to figure out a new supporter name.
And to go back to the last episode with Matt Young, I feel like I missed the opportunity. I should have said too hot to twat.
Hot to twat. The Bobcat.
Or hot to twat. I'm sorry. It was hot to twat. Not too hot to twat. Hot to twat.
Hot to twat, starring Bobcat Goldthwait. And if we did get emails, we said it another 50 times. Yeah. My mom's mom was born in Minnesota. And she would, when Sadie and I were kids, and we'd be, for a while, we lived with my grandma and grandpa after my parents got divorced. Pause for.
Laughter.
Pause for people to laugh and get that out or to cry. we would be in the living room doing whatever, and my grandma would always say a few words she would say constantly. She would say, stop your hollering.
Okay.
She would say, knock off that racket.
Okay.
She would say, get off the Davenport. And I never knew what that meant, but
is that a
later,
couch?
Later my mom let me know that's a sofa or a couch.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd always say, quit your wrestling, which was wrestling, like quit that's wrestling,
right,
quit your wrestling.
Right.
And as an adult, I was like, my grandma's from Minnesota. Why did she sound like she was from like Deep Heart, Alabama? Like, I don't understand why she had those terms. I don't know if they're like old timey terms.
I think it's an old
regional
thing.
Yeah.
Maybe did she maybe spend some time in the South when she was a child and it just stuck with her? Maybe
she was in Minnesota and then Illinois and then Nevada and then back to Illinois. As far as I know,
I don't know where you pick up wrestling in those.
Yeah,
things.
Wrestling.
That's the tough one.
Yeah.
I could see Davenport.
Maybe it's
her parents
grew up in that time. Obviously, maybe it's like maybe it's just passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. Hard to
say. All fun words that I still use today.
They are fun. I mean, I don't like Davenport. I don't think I could say. I don't think I could work that in.
No.
It's like Shifferobe in what's the To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh yeah.
They're like he busted up the Shifferobe. And I'm like Shifferobe. What is that?
That was
my Gregory Peck impression.
Scowl, was good.
Jam scowl. Busted up the Shifferobe. What a handsome guy.
Well, why don't we kill a mockingbird or two and fly it over to Rob. Rob, what is
Bob White is a bird. And my word has a little, I mean, there is something to do with To Kill a Mockingbird from my word, because there was obviously a courtroom scene, and my word is judge.
Ooh, I thought your word was going to be Boo Radley.
Yeah.
Makes me think of Judge. Reinhold.
Makes me think of Judge Dredd.
Mm-hmm.
Was he in Judge Dredd?
No, it'd be great if he was. I think Stallone was, right?
Stallone was Judge Dredd. He was the titular.
And they made a remake, but I don't know who the remade Judge Dredd was.
Oh, Rob Schneider, I believe, is in Judge Dredd.
No, I think you're thinking of Demolition Man.
Not so fast. Hey, everybody. It's me, Sly Stallone. I just want to thank everyone for coming out to slide the family style. Who's he says?
I want to sound crazy, and I think Rob Schneider's also in Judge Dredd.
It's entirely possible.
I do want to sound crazy because he is a crazy person now. I think of the phrase judge, jury, and executioner, too.
Yeah.
Which I feel like.
Yeah.
That used to just be one person. They'd be like.
Well, I think you don't want that.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You want to break that up. Have a couple of looks before the final verdict.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Has everybody seen Judge Reinhold, one of the three main characters in Beverly Hills Cop, which is, I mean, Eddie Murphy, growing up, Eddie Murphy to me was the best, like the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
He has it. He petered off for a while and now he's just kind of, I don't know what he's doing. They announced at some point there's going to be a new Beverly Hills Cop movie coming to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Reinhold in it?
Are we going to be watching that?
I will. Yes, absolutely.
I'll watch it.
Absolutely.
If it's original people and they don't like. See, because a lot of times now, which I hate, is they'll bring a movie back and now, but they'll add like a lot of flavors of the week into it.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of stunt casting.
A lot of stunt casting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather them just go hard and try to make a real, and it's just hard to do. I get it.
Yeah.
Also, Judge Reinhold was in a movie that I loved that I don't think a lot of people have seen, but they maybe have seen Judge Reinhold, Fred Savage.
Oh, Vice Versa?
Vice Versa.
Yeah. That movie's great.
I've never heard of this.
They touch a skull.
You've never heard of it?
Oh my God. It's so good.
It's like Freaky Friday?
They find the skull. Yeah, and they touch it, and it's his son. Savage is his son, and they switch bodies.
Yeah, and Fred Savage nails playing like an adult. He's very, very good at it.
And there's
very
a gag mature. Where like, because I think it's an 80s movie, so at some point, Reinhold is wearing glasses that have like a camera on it and a microphone. So he can tell him, like Savage can tell him,
like how to do business or whatever.
Right. So and there's that. And there was also the Dudley Moore, Kurt Cameron. You see that one?
Yes.
Like mm-hmm. Father,
what's
like son.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
father,
hold
like
on.
Son.
There's a genre that you're missing here, Adam.
You missed this.
What is it about the 80s? We had like Father, like son, vice versa, Freaky Friday, mm-hmm. 18 again, big. Mm-hmm. What was in the water?
I don't know.
That's yeah. insane.
It's just a big yeah. time for, I mean, people were like, they saw that idea and they're like, we can run with it slightly differently, but and always the same.
Slightly being the key word.
So weird.
So yeah. similar. Yeah.
And then there's also a whole genre of 80 movies where it's like, what if we put this guy next to this guy? Where it's
absolutely.
Like twins and all like, mm-hmm. it's just like, mm-hmm. or yeah. What's the Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor one? Well, there's several.
Nothing but Any Which Way But Loose?
Silver no, Streak? No,
no. Silver Streak.
Silver Streak, yes. There's several.
See there's no
several.
Evil, hear no evil. Yeah, oh, there was yeah, a number. Yeah. yeah, there were a few other ones that I'm blanking
but it's,
on. But yeah.
it's basically like Odd Couple, but it's like either yeah. appearance or size or something
yeah.
where it's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
that was huge in the 80s.
Yeah. They were a great yeah. combo. Or,
we sent an old man back to college.
I just saw an interview with, it was an interview with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. And it was a longer interview. And the portion I watched was something along the lines of the person goes, famously, you two are not friends in real life. Why? And they both kind of give a weird look of like, I'm very surprised that was asked. And I was like, this is the most awkward thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And then Gene Wilder fields the question and gives such a, it's not a beautiful answer, but it's like a thoughtful answer of like, I guess I could see that, which he goes, when we get on the same set, because they did like six movies together. He goes, when we get on this same set, it is so magical. There's so much love there. We feel like we create such a dynamic, incredible couple and characters and all this stuff that he goes to know Richard outside of the world and to get for me to get frustrated with him over some small frustration or for him to get mad at me over some, you know, minor inconvenience or something would absolutely ruin the magic you see on film. And that's why we don't hang out or talk to each other outside of the film.
Okay.
And I could see that in terms of like, you know, if you and I were, if the three of us were making movies and I kept calling yeah. Ubers and then we're on set, I'd be like, this fucking non-Uber motherfucker, this non-Ubering picking up bitch.
And like, I'd be like, well, I did order an Uber last night. Yeah, yeah. I didn't get a text today saying, hey, thanks for the Uber.
Yeah, yeah. Or Rob's like, Adel, shovel the snow outside my trailer.
Or no, yeah,
right.
Adel's going to be like, I'll get the Uber. I was like, no, I already ordered it. I owe you yeah. six. Let me just get, we work these six off before you order the next one, please.
Yeah. But I thought that was a good answer. And
it's a great answer.
I think it was honest. It didn't seem like he was like scrambling to be like, let me think of something. It seemed honest, but I think they were just like, why would you ask that? But I was like, that's kind of a valid point to be mm-hmm. like, you yeah. don't want, yeah. it's like never meet your heroes where it's like mm-hmm. somebody meets their hero and it's like, I'm a huge fan. Yeah. And they're like, okay. And you're like, that sucks. I wish I never would have met him.
Who do you think is like the most famous judge in we could say our lifetime, not in history?
Who's the woman who does Judge Judy?
You think Judge Judy
Judge
is the most?
Ito, Judge Ito?
He's up
no,
there.
No, Judge
Judge
Judy.
Ito is up there.
Judge Judy.
I mean, there's also Judge Wapner.
Very famous. Is still I feel like Ito is probably
there's a
more
local
well-known.
Chicago one too that I'm trying to remember his name.
Well, that's
name.
Not going to be most famous though.
I know. But that for me would have been like, yeah.
I think Judge Judy is worth something around like $800 million. It's something
She's
insane.
Very wealthy. Yeah. So, she had really, really yeah. good syndication
yeah.
contract.
And she has, everyone knows her catchphrases of like, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's rain, which she didn't create those. She popularized them, of course. How sassy.
Yeah, I
How
guess
sassy.
It would be her. I'm just trying to think of anybody else because I would go, I mean, if I'm picking, I'm going, if we're doing a fantasy judge draft with my number one pick,
yeah,
I think I have to go Wapner.
Yeah.
He was just more... Judge Judy, and no offense, especially Judge, if I ever wind up in front of you, I'd like you to be impartial. But I feel like she's just too soundbitey, a little too like aggressive. No, Wapner just seemed more... I feel like if you're in front of Wapner, you're going to get a fair shake.
Well, yeah. yes, Judge Judy was meant to be sensationalized.
Correct.
Like her whole thing is entertainment, where
Absolutely.
Judge Wapner, I think, was like, let's figure out what's fair
yeah.
here.
Right.
But I feel like Judge Wapner... Right. We know because of Rain Man. I don't remember ever really watching.
Oh, I watch People's Court all the time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's the problem is I put those two things separate.
Ah.
I put People's Court and Judge Wapner separate because I definitely watch People's Court. But I think there was another judge after Wapner. But I remember Judge Wapner mainly because of Rain Man because he always had to watch
Judge
Wapner.
Sure, yeah. sure.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
Wapner.
But I think Wapner. Definitely I would go, yeah, I think... Number one and two would be Judy. And then for me, I'd go Judge Ito. Lance Ito.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've tricked you both. You idiots. I had third pick. And with my third pick, with the people off the board, I'm taking Abraham fucking Lincoln.
Oh, come on.
What? No way.
Wow. And I get two picks because it's a round robin. I think that's how that works.
It's a snake.
And
I'm going to take snake.
It's a snake draft, and I'm going to take Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, you're going Supreme Court? Okay.
Oh, we're going Supreme Court? Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, she's
Lincoln
famous.
And Ginsburg? That's an odd couple from the 80s.
Or it sounds like a Borscht Belt like duo, comedy duo.
Please welcome to the stage, Lincoln and Ginsburg.
Why, I think you're the top.
It's just his dead body.
It's just a dead body, yeah.
Well, it's,
yeah. Are you driving a Ford to the theater?
Rest in peace, Lincoln.
Rest in R.I.P.
Yeah.
Here's something I didn't know that I found out recently.
What?
Did you know that he, after he was shot in the head, he lived like another X amount of hours?
Yeah. He was
X
around
amount of hours?
Yeah.
He was pronounced dead like at the hospital or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was
I thought for sure.
I'll be the judge of that.
Guilty.
Well, apparently what happened was his General Spook shot through the hat, missed his brain completely. Lincoln took off his hat.
How embarrassing.
Held the bullet, but then swallowed the bullet and then joked it.
And it was a whole thing where he's like, I don't remember a bullet in my hat. And Wilkes Booth was ducking back down. Can you imagine?
Do you think anybody asked for a refund the next day? Who was in the crowd, do you think? There had to have been one guy who like showed up the next day and was like, you know, we were at the show last night. Yeah. And
I hate you.
We
didn't get to see the whole thing. So do you think we can maybe squeeze into tonight's performance?
I mean, Oh, Rob, go ahead.
No, I was going to I did save up for a couple of months for the ticket. And I was a date night. And, I got to be honest, I've been hollering at my wife a lot lately. And this was meant to smooth over.
Damn it, Janine. Two pence is 1 week's savings. I can't afford to lose. That's why I should have voted for Douglas.
That's who he ran against, right? Lincoln Douglas.
Sure. Yeah.
What is
Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas. What was... what is the Lincoln lawyer? Was that Matthew McConaughey?
McConaughey,
I'm going to fess up. I'm watching the Netflix show, The Lincoln Lawyer, right now.
Mm.
Show based on the movie?
Probably, based on the book. Yeah. Sure. Yes to all those things. I don't know. But I am watching it. I think I've got a couple of episodes left of season one. Quick sidebar, just because this made me laugh.
Wow, quick sidebar. Good. That's
nice.
Apropos,
unintentional.
Rob. Very nice.
If I can approach the pod.
One too many.
We were at my in-laws have a house like near Lake Michigan in Indiana. So we were up there like with the kids. They went to bed. Netflix. So I was like, let's just watch something. I was like, oh, there's Lincoln Lawyer. I put on an episode. Like, let's just watch it. My wife slept through it. I was like, we needed something to watch. I was like, let's pick this show up. She's like, I need to watch the first episode. I was like, all right, fine. She watches it one night when I'm not around. I'm like, great, let's watch episode two. And I was like, hey, what did you think about, like, you know, spoiler alert. I was like, you know, when he sleeps with that chef. And she's like, what? And I was like, I didn't think that was like a small thing. That kind of, I was like, okay. So she put it on and she started playing like the recap from week one. And I was like, I didn't see any of this. And I realized I played season two, episode one.
I thought that was the pilot.
You didn't recognize any difference? That speaks volumes how bad the show is.
I was when I was watching it. I was like, they are really just not telling us who any of these people are.
Now, for me, I would never go back and watch the show.
Oh.
Because I did that. What was the HBO drama that was on that was like, they were like a traveling nomads in like a circle carnival?
Oh, what a great. Oh,
carnival?
What show was that?
Planet Nine from Deep, what was that one?
Oh, the recent one. Station 11.
Station 11.
That was
I accidentally watched. I accidentally watched the second episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am so fucking confused. And then I realized it. Never watched another episode.
Oh,
I couldn't go back because I couldn't go back. Couldn't go back.
One of the best TV shows of
so,
all time.
Really?
So,
yes.
so slow
yes.
and boring.
Good.
But it's because I didn't know who anybody was, and I figured I was like, I need to know.
It's incredible. It's
okay,
incredible.
Well, not gonna happen. Sorry. Huh. I find you guilty.
Here's the thing. I don't give a shit if you don't watch it. I love that
you
like,
care now.
Sorry,
not gonna watch it. You care. You care.
It's like, I don't care. I enjoyed it. If you don't want to watch something enjoyable, go fuck yourself.
I know you're saying The Lincoln Lawyer, but what was the movie that McConaughey was in? I think maybe it was Sarandon.
The Client?
The Client. That
no,
is a
no,
good
no, Mississippi
movie.
Burning? Was he in Mississippi Burning?
He was in that, but I believe he was also in The Client, which I think is a fantastic movie. like the kid witnesses a murder or something like that, like a young
was
kid.
Was the kid Brad Renfro?
It might have been. It might have been. I just remember seeing that movie with my dad and being like, whoa, this is a really good fucking movie. I haven't seen it in probably 25 years or when it came out, but I remember being so good.
Interesting. Haven't heard of it. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen like The Firm. There's a lot of law movies. I've seen, what's the one of like, did you order The Code Red?
Few Good Men.
Few Good Men. I've seen that several
Big
times.
Big Judge movie.
Yeah.
I used to watch Matt. I've seen a million Matlocks. I loved. Oh, really? I loved courtroom stuff. I watched Law and Order all the time. Matlock,
Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ghostbusters 2.
Famous courtroom scene.
The Scalera brothers.
The Scalera, I put them away.
Is that what the Scalera brothers?
Yeah, the Scalera brothers.
The Scalera brothers.
Very good. And that's the one with Vigo. And I would
the
say
first one is great. The second one, it just is just so much good stuff in it.
If we ever do a haunted painting draft, which we will, number one pick Vigo.
Can you go American Gothic?
Ooh, very good.
That's chilling.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's chilling.
Oh, that's probably the guy who's like, damn it, Janine.
You made me stand still for 14 hours.
I said grab my cane, not the pitchfork. Yeah. You think he's holding a broom? Matt Young, Arnie Camp, and myself got to go to one of our fans of Magic Tavern. It works at Industrial Light and Magic. So we got to take a tour, and it was incredible. Oh, you see, like, the boat from Jaws, and which is, I know is Brett's favorite movie, and, like, the T-Rex from Jurassic Park and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And
Mike.
Hanging towards the end of the tour, which is... just like a walk down memory lane of movies I love, was a giant, the painting of Vigo from
Wow.
And that was the one.
Was it the one where he's standing or the one where he's over the river of slime?
Standing. And the whole time we're all like, this is so cool. And there's like the ship from inner space, which we were all like, holy shit.
Yeah.
There was the, one of the Scalera brothers in the electric chair. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all this stuff. And the whole time we're like, politely like, oh my god, this is so cool, taking pictures, they're very cool. And when the three of us saw the Vigo painting, we all lost our minds. And then Arnie was like making fun of you have all these epic movies and the Vigo painting is what we lose our minds at.
But it is
very cool. So good. It's just so good.
And even that guy, the guy who's like, is Vigo?
He's Vigo.
Oh, that guy's great.
He's, yes. Mm-hmm. He was later in Ally McBeal, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
He was a big part.
Sounds right.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Well, if you have a movie that you love and you think we missed in all of our rantings and ravings about movies, please do us a favor and send us an email at twapod@gmail.com and hashtag twats on the bottom just to make sure we know if you're...
people who hate that I call our fans twats, you are using it a lot.
Well, you know what? I feel like I got to go all in. I'm against other stuff, but I feel like, you know, you got to lean in. We'll see later if it sticks or not. And so make sure you send us an email. Let us know if maybe we missed a movie, if we missed a judge, maybe we didn't know. Let us know.
Yeah, there might be a more famous judge out there that we're absolutely missing. There totally could be.
And let us know if you think we should do a specific type of draft, because I think at some point we do have to do a draft. Brett, did you do a little word roundup?
Sure. Well, I'm just going to sit down, take off my shoes, and I'm so glad that you were able to join us today, neighbor.
Remember when that used to be the sound for smelly feet? In cartoons?
with like the lines, the little bacon stink lines coming up. Boo. Well, welcome, neighbor, and hopefully I wasn't too loud. I was hollering at my wife because she didn't make the pie correctly, unfortunately, and it's okay. I was a judge in my former life, so I sentenced her to death.
Peep, peep.
That's what the runner road says. You know the runner road, always running from Coyote E. Wiley.
Peep, peep.
New merch, fourth merch.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod hollerandhusband@gmail.com.
What did you, wait, Rob, please, what did Rob, you think it was?
When you said a hollering husband, I was like, I thought it was like, God damn it, Janine, we talked about this.